Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council. And today I want to talk to you about how you thrive under pressure on this wonderful Wednesday. And I believe this is the first day of spring. That's exciting, right? Time is really marching on. Okay, that's a tacky pun, but hey, the pun was intended. All right, a little corny, but let's press on. So anyway, let's talk about how you thrive under pressure. I want to give you four strategies for thriving under pressure, putting pressure in its place so that you can continue to achieve or achieve if you're not. If you're allowing pressure to stop you from moving forward, then we're going to learn some things that we can do to take control of that. However, before we get to that, I want to let you guys know what's going on. I've been kind of hit and miss with the show. And so there are lots of things that I'm changing to include my business model. Things are growing and I'm adding some new things to my business model. And so as a result, it's taking me a little bit longer than I thought. Tell you more about it in a coming podcast. So let's talk quickly though about how you can thrive under pressure. Let's talk about that. Okay. First of all, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your situation is or how well things are going for you, there's going to be some type of pressure as you work to go to the next level. And when we hear the word pressure, sometimes it has a bad rap. We think that that means that it's going to be something negative, something that is going to stop us, something that's going to put so much stress on us to the point where it makes us ill, or we don't believe that we're going to be able to control it. But you know what? Pressure is a good thing. You may have heard that in order to turn coal into a diamond, you must apply intense heat, intense pressure, and it will eventually become a diamond. Wish I could do that. I'd get me a bag of coal and start putting some serious pressure on those lumps, but I don't think I can produce that much pressure. Anyway, let's get to it and talk about how you can thrive under pressure. So here is point number one. First of all, when it comes to being under pressure, you want to be able to keep things in perspective. And that is a key element when it comes to battling any kind of pressure, especially the kind of pressure that causes you stress. So there are some habits that you can adopt that will help you minimize stress in your life. The first one is believe in your discipline. You know, a lot of times we think that we don't have enough discipline to get physically fit, to increase our income, to stay the course and get results on those amazing goals that we've set, to build or repair damaged relationships. So we think that we don't have enough discipline. And we don't even call on our discipline to help us with those challenges. And discipline is by far one of the most important things that you need when it comes to thriving under pressure. So believe in your discipline, because when you can believe in your discipline, any stress that comes with the pressure that you're under, then you are really going to need your discipline. And that means relying on those building blocks that you have within you that will allow you to create a plan that will help you to go step by step. And while I'm not really under a lot of pressure or anything, I just thought this would be great to talk about because I have not been consistently doing the podcast. You know, normally we do it Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I've taken some time off because I'm changing my business model. And that can be pressure in and of itself. Not the kind of pressure that will put you under so much stress until you don't know which way to go. But nevertheless, there is pressure in creating this plan that is something brand new. And so when you launch it, you don't know if it's going to work. You hope it's going to work and you do your best. So the point is, though, is that you believe in your discipline. And by using my discipline, I will put together a plan that works in a big way. So Believe in your discipline. As a matter of fact, I find that people talk themselves out of having discipline. They talk themselves out of being the disciplined person that they are. Oh, you know, I wish I had more discipline. You know what? You have the discipline that you need. So rely on that. The second point is, you know, when it comes to pressure, pressure can be something that stems from yesterday and it's happening to you today, but also you believe that when you wake up, that pressure is still going to be there tomorrow. So here's the thing. Each day brings something very different. And this is kind of a biblical concept, you know, where the Bible tells us that each day has problems of its own. And so you don't want to confuse yesterday's pressure or yesterday's problems with tomorrow's problems, because tomorrow hasn't even gotten here yet. And you don't want to take today's problems into tomorrow. So you want to make the power or operate under power in the present moment. And you want to look at what you're facing today. Take care of today. And what happens is over time, things become a lot easier to deal with. And you find lots of answers that will allow you to coast through tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. You don't want to waste your time and energy worrying about what you have to do tomorrow, that you didn't get something done today. A lot of people spend time worrying, and so they don't get to sleep. And so when you don't get good sleep, well, that is going to make you too tired to perform in the next day. So on this day, you want to address whatever you can address for this day. Start planting the seeds that you know you need to plant so that you can make tomorrow a lot easier for you. Go to bed, get a good night's sleep. You know, cast all your worries away, another biblical concept. And then it tells you to cast all your cares on God. And then just go to sleep and sleep it off and get up the next day and you go for it. You know, when you start to worry about something that's self-defeating, you're not going to make it, or you're not going to get the results that you're after. And whatever it is you're going through that might be difficult for you, it's going to take you a lot longer to get through it. Here's another point. Spend more time doing and less time complaining. A lot of times when we're under pressure, and we start to become a little bit stressed out from that, what happens is people start complaining about how much pressure they're under, about how much stress they're under, or about who's applying this pressure, or how this pressure came about. So we spend more time complaining. The truth of the matter is this is wasted energy. And this is energy that you could be using towards alleviating the pressure that you're under. So put your attention on the right thing. Spend more time doing what it is you're supposed to do so that you can get to where it is you truly want to be. And make a promise to yourself that each time you hear yourself complaining or stopping to tell that unpleasant story to someone, or stopping to explain to a friend, or sometimes nowadays people talk to strangers and tell them all their issues. Instead of doing that, promise yourself that you're going to spend less time complaining and you're going to spend more time being solution oriented and, of course, ultimately action oriented. The final point that I have for you today is stay positive. When you're under pressure, it is very easy to go into negative mode. It's very easy to start complaining that things aren't working out. It's very easy for you to think that it isn't going to work out and for you to look at the doom and gloom side of things. So make a promise to yourself that you are not going to look to the doom and gloom side of things. I can tell you that I have a lot of experience with having to make that shift, because it's very easy to complain. It's very easy to think that things, when is this ever going to end? You know, why do these things keep happening to me? You know, and oh man, this is never going to work out. I can't believe this. And so these kinds of negative ideas and negative energies that you're putting out through negative thought processes, that's going to bring you something that you don't want. More of what you don't want. And the thing about attracting this, more of what you don't want into your life, when you do that, what happens is now you are 100% responsible for putting yourself under more pressure and actually preventing yourself from thriving. So if you really want to thrive under pressure, look for the positive. And you say, you know what, Pat, you don't know my situation. You don't know the situation that I'm in right now. So here's the thing. I'll say this to you. Even if it's kind of a bad situation or a situation that's so unpleasant and you wish you could just go to sleep and wake up tomorrow and have it all be gone because you don't want to deal with it, I promise you, if you, the most positive, let's say, mindset that you can have is to see yourself out of that situation, see yourself solving that situation, see yourself beyond that situation, see the good part that's coming for you or into your life in the future. So this will help you to stay positive because you know what? Once again, as the Bible says, and this too shall pass away. So nothing will stay with you unless you refuse to let go. Now, when you refuse to let go, what happens is it will stay with you. The pressure will increase. You'll become more and more unhappy. But the rest of that story is that because nothing stays the same and because time must move forward and things must move forward, if you don't let go, if you don't see the positive, if you don't position yourself to use your discipline to get beyond whatever's causing you this pressure or solving or achieving these goals so that you can lighten your pressure and become more confident about taking on any kind of new pressures. If you don't do that, then what happens is you kind of become so stagnant. You stay right where you are, but eventually your life starts to go downhill. Because as I said, I know that's not something you want to hear, but it starts to go in the opposite direction because things must always move in one direction or the other. So even if it's going downhill, that's you moving forward to, for lack of a better phrase, greater failures. And of course, you guys know my idea of failure is moving towards greater limitations that you are imposing on your own life, self-imposed limitations, and that's not going to help you win. So if you want to thrive under pressure, use these four ideas that I've given you. These are great strategies. You can do a lot with these. They're really easy to follow. Write them down, make it simple, and remind yourself of them. If you're under pressure, just read them every single day. And then you know what? Get up and get out and get going and make it happen. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power. We'll be back with more, with newer podcasts soon. I'm going to say next week. So, and I may surprise you and do one Thursday, but for now, it's on my schedule to bring you consistent our podcast consistently next week, because by then I should have completed my business model. So I decided to make a lot of changes, and there are a lot of other things that I'll explain to you on Magnificent Monday. Hey, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.